You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the visual arts. So we're joined by the chair of the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs and executive director of Culture Source, Omari Rush. Hi, Omari.
Howdy, Lisa.
We have a special guest. You want to introduce her?
Yes, we have with us Kay Uris. Kay, welcome to the studio.
Well, thank you. It's very exciting to be here.
Probably not as creative as your studio, right?
Oh, no, absolutely. I think you guys are awesomely creative. I listen to your programs all the time.
Thank you.
This weekend, you have a gallery show and sale.
Yes.
Pottery for everybody.
Well,
what's happening?
It is. Well, we call it our annual holiday sale, and this is our 19th year. Which is a long time.
And to be clear, it's Urist Gallery.
It's Urist Studio Gallery.
Urist Studio Gallery.
So I think we need to keep moving backwards and tell us exactly what happens at Urist Studio and Gallery.
Oh, sure. You walk in the front door and you see a gallery filled with beautiful pottery that is 100% made by residents of our studio or students of our studio. And it's all made right here in Ann Arbor.
And you, Kay, are an artist yourself.
I am. Some of my work is in that gallery as well.
You have the studio, and you have the holiday show and sale. What will people see when they come? What kinds of work? What will it look like? It's not just all like pots.
Well, they will see all kinds of work. We've got a lot of creativity happening in the studio. Lots of colors, lots of textures, lots of shapes. Much of it will be functional work, cups, bowls, vases, all kinds of fun stuff. But we also have sculptural kinds of things, and a few people have even made holiday ornaments. Many different kinds of works you'll see, and it's really hard to believe how many ideas people have to make something out of just a lump of clay.
I was going to ask you that. Yeah. Where do you get your inspiration from?
Oh, boy. I think everything around me, I am always coming up with ideas, and I never seem to have enough time to do what
great.
I want.
That's a great problem to have.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is.
How do you choose a gift for somebody that's, so personal?
Well, sometimes when we choose gifts for people, we have ideas of what they like, and we know what colors they like, and that helps us to make those choices. Sometimes people ask. People will often come to the studio and buy a pot, or they will purchase a class for a loved one or a friend.
Yes.
So you're teaching ceramics or pottery making or both?
We are. We're teaching, and it is ceramics, and it's pottery making. They're both one and the same. We do wheel
work. That's your art lesson for the day,
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I get an A.
there are different kinds of ceramic work that we do. We do hand building, where we don't use a pottery wheel at all, where we work with coils and pinch pots, maybe something you remember from being a child in grade school.
You mean the spoon holder I made in first grade?
There you go. You don't remember it.
I do remember it. I do, you're right, but it does not look like any of the amazing things you have for sale at Urist Gallery.
Well, I bet if you'd kept doing it, it would look awesome.
Well, and you know, Lisa Cape makes a good point, and that is certainly this, you know, holiday season, think about getting the gift of an actual piece of ceramic art, but also give the gift of an experience, like a class or, to someone who, you know, has some like budding creativity and needs an outlet, or someone who you just want to open their eyes to a new way of working.
And it's buy local, and it's supporting local artists right here in the Washtenaw County community.
It absolutely is. And also, I would love to respond to what Omari was pointing out about an experience. We have found, as the teachers at Urist Studio, that students have so been able to relax experiencing the clay in a certainly weekly way, but students will come in almost daily and practice what they're learning in their classes. And it's super relaxing to have that experience. And it really helps people who have stressful lives to be a little bit calmer.
So whether you want the experience or you want to buy a beautiful handcrafted original piece of art, when's the sale?
It is Friday from 5 to 8 in the evening, Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday from 11 to 5.
Eurist Gallery in Ann Arbor. We'll put links on our webpage.
Yes, and Lisa, I should say that this is part of a larger winter art tour that's happening in our area that has a bunch of folks doing, you know, opening up their homes, opening up their studios, inviting people in to see work being made, to sell their favorite pieces, and just, you know, immerse people in art.
I know Larry Nissen, who is a glass blower, having an art party in his home Sunday, December 15th. You can look for that on Facebook to get the exact address. His neighbor, Sophie Grillett, who lives around the corner, is also going to be co-hosting and selling her work as well.
Makes a really wonderful weekend of being out and about in town, too.
Can you believe, Omari, this is our last Art and Soul for 2019? Let's look back at some of those conversations we had.
Well, you know, Lisa, we started out in January with the Ann Arbor Arts Center. They're kind of rolling, ongoing series of exhibitions. Right. And, you know, that's the reason why I'm here. We got started back in those good old days of me, you know, I was going to say cutting my teeth there, but I was cutting something, like papers.
Then we learned about a new place from Margaret Carney.
The International Museum of Dinnerware Design. We had her on as a guest and had that really witty, fantastic Land O' Liars butter dish.
Yeah.
So, and that was great to discover that museum and that work just like in Ann Arbor, just hanging out. Fantastic.
We talked to Mary Thiefels of Treetown Murals. They just created a brand new huge mural in downtown Ann Arbor, as well as one in the basement of the Museum of Natural History. Great work by Mary. Great to meet you. She came in. She literally had paint on her fingers when she came in to talk to us.
Well, you know, Lisa, I'm so surprised. I mean, there's a lot of white on that mural. I'm surprised it stays clean, you know, just like it looks clean, not, you know, dirty because all that traffic. And anyway,
right.
It's really great. Cheers to Mary and cheers to Destination Ann Arbor for sponsoring that. It's really great. We talked to just last month. We had that really great interview with Amanda Krugliak at the University of Michigan Institute for Humanities, the gallery that she runs there. And the show that Tylon Sawyer did, the mural that Tylon Sawyer
put up. You actually got to see it, right?
Yeah, it was great.
A group of students there.
It was great. You know, Amanda's so smart about, she's so smart and articulate about art. You know, it's one thing to just like feel work in your heart, but Amanda has a really wonderful way of having a dialogue with folks about what they're seeing and what it could mean.
Opening up people's minds to different perspectives through art.
Yep.
Isn't that really what it's all about?
I think so.
Well, we have a lot to be grateful for in this community when it comes to artists. And Omari Rush, definitely grateful for all that you bring to this edition of Art and Soul.
Lisa, it's been a great year. Again, I just feel so fortunate to be able to come on and share information about what's happening in the visual arts community in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti and all of Washtenaw County, and really lucky that we have, you know, WEMU as a great partner in that. So thank you. Thank you, Taylor. Happy New Year to you, too. Taylor, who's keeping us on track.
He's our engineer on the job. And Kay Urist of Urist Studios in Ann Arbor, thanks for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul here on 89.1 WEMU.